Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again for another live edition to S&M Radio. I'm your host, Max. Also here with me is also the host, Sasha, the Certifiable Diva.
Hello, everyone.
So today, we're going to get right into it. We're going to be talking about part two of Money Matters. The first episode, we was talking, giving you tips on how to improve your credit score and what a FICO is and what else were we talking about?
We talked about how to calculate your utilization score.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how to, where to go and find your report and how often you can get your report.
And if you missed that episode, you can see it here live. Well, not live, but hear the recording here on S&M Radio. Just type in, S&M Radio, or you can also type in Money Matters to find that episode that we did. Or you can also go to Facebook and see it on S&M Radio. It's not going to be posted on there also. So today, we're going to be going into...
Today, we're talking about the difference between hard and soft pull.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to try to talk about how long those pulls last on your... when you go to have someone check your credit for you trying to buy something,
mm-hmm.
say for a car or whatever, how long does that stay on your report? We'll also get into how to try to build up your credit without necessarily going to get credit cards, applying for credit cards in order to build up your credit score.
Mm-hmm. And all that and more. So we want to start at?
Well, we can start with the hard and soft pulls.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, so a hard pull is when they use all your 9 digits of your social security number.
Exactly.
So, and
that's a hard pull.
That's a hard pull.
Mm-hmm.
A soft pull, when they just use the last social security number.
So, there's one thing that's going around. You can go on Google and dang near find anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a thing that's on Google about, it's called the shopping. Bring the thing up.
Oh.
It's called the shopping cart. Basically, what the shopping cart trick is you can go on, say, Victoria's Secret. Say you're going on Victoria's Secret website.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through and you say that you're going to order some things. And what you want is for them to offer... get one of the credit card offers to come up. Say you're going to buy, but you don't have to buy anything. That's the thing. You just want one of their credit cards offers saying, you are pre-qualified for our Platinum Victoria's Secret credit card.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shopping cart trick. So you can pull those. I did it. When I was on Woman Within, I'm going to put that here. So I was on Woman Within, ordered me some panties, and and it came up, and I thought, I wonder will it work? And it actually worked, and with that, it's a soft pull. There, you only have to put in the last 4 digits of your Social Security card, your Social Security number, in order for them to approve you. And that's considered a soft pull, and it's also the quote-unquote shopping cart trick that you can do to get a credit card from that particular company without having to do a hard pull on your credit.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be approved for it. It's just that it's going to be a soft pull instead of...
Most of the times you can, because the offer is usually you are pre-approved.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. You're right. But most of the times if you order, you know, if you do that, you can get the, because I did it. And it was, you know, you have been pre-approved for a I was pre-approved for a platinum Woman Within credit card. And it tells you how much you have your balance on that card if you get it. And it has never, you know, I have the account on my credit score, on my credit report. It's on there. It shows that I have the actual card, but it never came up as a whole pool on my credit score.
Okay. That's a good thing.
That's one thing that you can do in order to, if you want to continue to use credit cards, you know, if you want to get credit cards in order to build up your credit score, without having to get a hard pull. Most places, if it requires, like you said, the whole number, that's going to be a hard one. And the thing about those hard pulls, you don't want to get so many of them at one time. But there is a time frame where you can get at least 8 or 9 pools on your credit where it will consolidate into one pool and it won't hit your credit as each pool that you've done. Does that make sense? So you have a slight, say, like we're car shopping. You know, we're car shopping. And I had a pool because I'm car shopping. I guess I should say me. And I had a pool on my credit. Well, if I went around to, say, 3 other car dealerships to do a hard pool, if I do that within a 2-week time frame, then that will be 1 hard pool instead of
3
at one time. That's one thing about that. You want to be careful. I'm going to try to pull up that info about it. I had it, but I had the technical
difficulties once again. Trying to log in.
Well, I lost it.
Oh.
I didn't have it on the computer. I had it on the phone.
Oh.
And somewhere, I'm bad about storing stuff on the phone. And I guess I had too much on my browser. And then it went completely, and I lost all the stuff that I had saved.
Oh.
And I can't remember exactly. So I can't go back and just like, okay, boom, there it is. So
right.
I'm trying to find the particular article that I pulled up. Sorry, y'all, but there is a way to do that. I'm going to find it, and then I'm going to try to post it.
Well, if you can't find it, go to, you know, each one of the top 3, you know, FedEx. I'm not FedEx.
Where are you going? But no. it's then another thing you want to know is how long can a pool last on your credit? That in a way that will affect your credit score.
A hard pull. Or just
a hard pull. Not a soft one. A hard pull. It can stay on there for a while. Because I had one way back in the summer. And it's still on my report.
It's probably like a credit that wrote a debt off. It can stay on there for 10 years. So good chances are it's going to stay in your credit for 10 years because I still got, you know, student loans on mine. Yeah, it's going to be on there for a good 10 years, so.
And that's a way to get those off, too. But you have to meet certain qualifications in order to do that. So we're not going to do that. But now another thing is that in order to improve your credit, like I said, without getting credit cards, you can transfer balances. Like if you have one card that has a small balance, say like $100, you can transfer that balance to you have the credit card that has $100. That's what you've used on it.
Uh-huh.
And you have, but you have, your total balance on the card is like, say it's $1,500.
Uh-huh.
And so, in that $1,500, you can transfer that, say you got $350 on your Visa.
Uh-huh.
And you want to put that, you want to put that on your $1,500 Discover card.
Uh-huh.
You can transfer your balances,
uh-huh.
which can then help to
raise
your score.
Uh-huh.
You can do that. But if you, you know, but you got to pay it. So
right.
if you can't, if you can't pay it, then I would do it.
And some people right now, they're transferring balances back and forth to one card to the other card just to say, well, it's making my credit score look good, but you're not paying it off.
But you're not paying it. You're getting interest.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting interest, and that's not helping.
That's what's going to kill you.
Exactly. So that is a way that you can do it, but if you can't pay it, then I wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Oh, and another thing we're going to get into a little bit later is how to save money, just in case, you know, you don't want to, you know, get another credit card or, you know, pay the interest fee on the higher end percentage rate on the credit cards, because that's the only one you can get. We're going to show you how to at least save a little bit so you have a little bit of chunk change to spend in case you want, you know, you want to go out to dinner, you know, once a month, or, you know, you need some extra change just to, you know, put some gas in your car, or, you know, you need something to get that, you know, you really need. We're going to show you how to do that. So you can accumulate a little bit of money, because I know we was talking about it maybe about, what, 2-3 weeks ago about the envelope thing with money, with the numbers
on it. Oh,
yeah,
the saving, the envelope challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have all these different money-saving challenges that are going around. They come out the first of the year.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to try to, you know, save money, which isn't a bad thing.
No.
They have the $5 challenge. Every time you get a $5 bill, you save it.
But see, this is only good for people that actually
carry
cash.
Well, that's the thing about it. If you can't pay cash for something, you don't need to get it. I guess that's not
necessarily true. It's true.
Well, I pay for cash for things. I just don't carry cash. It's on my debit card,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't have what you say paper money
right
in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't do it because everything is, you know, when I get paid, My checks per month when I get paid on my job is direct deposit. I set it up for that.
Exactly.
Because it's easier. I don't have to be, you know, sitting there, oh, well, we getting paid today while everybody else is waiting for, you know, it's funny. Every morning, everybody's sitting there at work waiting for the mail to come in
mm-hmm.
at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you hear is all these people coming in because everybody don't work. You know, I do house sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's coming in to do to get their checks because they wait for the mail. Sometimes the mail comes at 12. Sometimes the mail comes at 1:30.
Yeah, exactly. It's like back in the day when the mailman had a specific time he delivered the mail. If you know, back at home, 1 o'clock, we know we got the mail. We can be there no more than 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
We already know the mail's gonna be. We had to wait no 3 or 5 o'clock to get. We're like, well, damn! If we wait that long, we know, ooh, something happened. We ain't gonna get nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't no mail coming.
Yep. The mailman fell in the snow and got bit by the dog. So while everybody's waiting for theirs, mine was there that morning.
Mhm.
So I'm good, you know. And they're like, oh, you need a. One woman I worked with, she was always asking me when I first started, oh, well, I'm going to go out and cash my check, and then I'll come back and let you take your break if you watch The Office. And I'm like, okay, but I'm good. You can go on. Mm-hmm. He's like, what, you don't have to cash your check? You going to wait until tomorrow or something? No, I already got mine. And a lot of people, she didn't know that you could do direct deposit.
And get it a day soon.
Mm-hmm. And get it. Like, while everybody else waiting, the company has sent it to me already. So that's why I don't carry cash, you know, when I get my paycheck.
Mm-hmm. It's always good just to carry a little bit of something on you, you know, $20, $30, in case, you know, you know, need to tip somebody, at least you got some green on you. You just punch, oh, here's a couple of dollars. Here you go.
Yeah, that's true. Like, when I go out, I have to tip.
Mm-hmm.
I tip. It all comes out at once.
Yep.
You know, because that's just the way. But, yeah, they have all these different saving challenges going around. But envelope thing kind of confused me at first. I know it really confused you because we had this big discussion. You try to tell me, like, because if you do the envelope challenges, it's like you put the number amount of money for that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we're on day 25
mm-hmm.
in this month. So, you're now supposed to put an envelope 25. You're supposed to put $25.
Mm-hmm.
So, it says at the end of the, you do it for however long you want to. But if you do
it's supposed to be for 30 days.
Yeah, you're supposed to do it, if you can do it for 30 days, but some people are doing it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for, that's how long they're doing it. They're doing mm-hmm. it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it, when you do it, you're supposed to be able to save over $5,000. And that's a year. That's not going to be, like, 2 months.
But the thing is, I never seen nobody say, well, hey, I didn't did this challenge for money-saving tip with the envelopes or this kind of here and say, well, yeah, it's true. I didn't save, you know, $3,000.
I haven't. I've seen people do it with the $5.
Mm-hmm.
They save $5. Like, now it's a big thing in this group I'm in. It's a big thing about shadow boxes. You remember how we had shadow boxes as a child? You ever had a shadow box? Shadow box is like you put stuff in. It's almost that you can see it. That's why it's not like a shadow box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fill it up with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it. Like, you could fill it up with pennies, but it doesn't come out the bottom. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now, shadow boxes are a big thing, and people are creating their own DIY shadow boxes, and they're saving money, and they're putting, like, $1. Every time you get a dollar bill, put a dollar bill in it, and you're going to do that for however many months you want to. The $5 challenge. People are saving $5. You know, you get a $5 in a day, you save that $5. If you get $10 in a day, so you put them up and you just collecting $5 for however long you want to. This one woman in this group, I mean, she did the $5 challenge all of 2016. And by the time she was done, she had saved over $3,000.
That means she always got cash in her pocket.
Yeah, she was like, she would get cash, she would get change, and if someone gave, or she would ask, like, if she had to get a 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she gave somebody a 20, and they got to give her a 10 back, she would ask for 2 fives.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would put her 2 fives in a shadow box. People are doing the coin challenge. The coin challenge is every day you save a penny. But the way you do it is you start with the first day of the year. So, like, now, today, January the 25th, you were supposed to put 25 pennies in your coin jar.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the time you get to the end of 2017, you should have be able to save $360-something in pennies.
And then you got to take the coin star and pay them about $5 just to get it.
No, you roll them yourself.
Ain't nobody going to roll that many pennies.
Don't nobody want to go to Coinstar and give out your money? And why is it when you go to Coinstar? I mean, you know, what? I went to Coinstar.
Uh-huh.
I have no shame, but I did.
Uh-huh.
I felt like, because it's so freaking loud,
uh-huh,
and it draws attention to you.
Uh-huh.
And why is it that when you go to the Coinstar machine, you feel some kind of way? You feel like people are looking at you thinking like, oh, they broke, they poor, they haven't. But it wasn't that. I just had a bunch of coins and in a Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
I found a bunch of pennies in a Ziploc bag, and I'm like, like you said, I don't want to go and have to roll them things up. So I took them to the Coinstar.
Mm-hmm.
And after I put, well, not including the ones that the damn thing shot back out at me. I don't know why Ellie did that, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, you know, when I got through with all the pennies that I had, I had almost, I had like $19, $16 with the big bag that I had.
That's because their grandmama was young, that's why. Back in our day, everybody had a piggy bank, and their grandmother had a little chain. Huh?
I had a piggy bank.
Yeah,
I still got a piggy bank. I mean,
yeah, but nowadays, you ask a kid nowadays, do you have a piggy bank? No. You ask their mother, do they have a piggy bank? No.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you never notice how someone goes in the store and use a Coinstar. You watch them.
Because nobody saves coins no more. Everything's digital. We can just go and swipe a card and be done with it.
I don't think that's what it is.
People
be looking at you like, oh.
Yeah, because
why you say, oh, you that broke?
Exactly. Nowadays, yeah, but back in the day, you take, you know, $80 worth of rogue coins, and it's like, oh, okay, thank you. You was like, oh, they know how to save. They got a piggy bank. Yeah. Nowadays, everything's digital. It's like, you ain't got no cash? Why you got, you know, $50 worth of money, of coins? Oh, you broke. That's why you different than that.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Like, it was, I was at Kroger,
mm-hmm,
and I took it in there, and it's, like I said, it's so freaking loud. I'm just making up. But anyway, it was so freaking loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt conspicuous. I didn't have, like, I had some money.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had my coins, and everybody walking by in the store made me feel some kind of way. I was kind of in my feelings a little
bit. And half of them probably thinking, I wonder how much she saved. That's a lot of stuff she's pouring. Let me see how much she got.
Yeah, that's what a couple of people was doing. This little white man, he walked by, he tipped his head up, looking at my little thing. And I'm like, am I supposed to put my hand on my little thing? You know, I just did, because that's my first time ever using it. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I just feel kind of, I'm in my feelings.
Oh, I just thought of this. I used to have a TD bank account back in the day. And this was for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was just for customers or because I was a customer. I just went up to her. She was like, oh, you got some coins? You just put it right in the machine. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. And I just dumped it in there. And then they had like a little game that you could play.
Wells Fargo don't have it.
They all about their money.
They charging you all them damn fees.
Mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo gets in your pocket. But, there, like I said, there's all this, the 52-week challenge. You know,
mm-hmm,
you save money for a year. Again, you start at week one, $1, and then you keep adding up, and as you go along.
Yes, it's raining here in Georgia, if y'all wonder what that sound is.
It's a rainy night in Georgia. I'm trying to remember how much you have. It's like almost $1,000. By the end of the year, you
mm-hmm
should have, you know, and that's a good little, even if you don't get but anywhere in between, you say $750, that's a good little starter for a vacation or,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, whatever you're doing. But those are definitely some interesting ways. There's even one for biweekly, like if you get paid biweekly.
Every 2 weeks, yeah.
Well, yeah. if you get paid every 2 weeks, there is a challenge for you to do also.
Mm-hmm.
You get paid every 2 weeks. But the envelope challenge. Did I explain what the envelope challenge is?
Mm-hmm.
How to do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
For every, like, if you, today's the second, you put, oh, the 25th, you put $25 in that envelope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one. That one kind of had me befuddled.
I'm still thinking, well, is that good for people who is more, I can't put it, it's more accessible. Because it's right there in your house. You say, I'm just going to dip in my little thing. I'll put it back later. Versus, oh, I got to go to the bank or I got my card. I'm going to swipe my card and, you know, get deducted that way.
I don't know. I have no idea. Good question.
Because I did better. See, I do better with money if I can see.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, damn, if I got $300, I take away $150. I only got $150 left in my hand. It's kind of like, bills are kind of short over on the left hand than the right hand, you know. I'm about to give the right hand to somebody. So it's like, oh, no, I ain't going to get such and such. I mean, just put $50 back and, you know, go just pay my normal bill. I don't need this PlayStation 4 game.
I don't need these hair products.
Exactly.
Because I've become a hair product junkie. I have more hair products now being natural than I did when I was permed.
Because you didn't know what to do.
And that's crazy.
No, it's not. It is for me,
because it's an adjustment.
Yeah,
because
you got to learn what works, what don't work. It's not like, go to the store and get the pink moisturizer and put it in your hair, you'll be all right.
No.
That's what most black folks use that pink stuff. you know what I'm talking about. What is it called?
Lustrous pink moisturizer.
I think that's what it's called.
I'm telling you, it's
okay.
Lustrous pink moisturizer lotion.
Or you go get that thick hair grease and put it on your scalp.
That's the, I don't care what nobody says.
It was, I don't know if it's going to be green, white, and the grease you put in your hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was blue.
Uh-huh.
Then it became, anyway, I'm not even going to get into that. But, I guess it just depends on you, how you are.
Mm-hmm.
As a person, because if you're more visual,
mm-hmm.
then saving money that way
mm-hmm.
would be better. But if you are a cruncher,
mm-hmm.
and then you can also have it where, without you even thinking about it, you can set up. That was something else. That's what my mind is just, I was just raising. But you can set it up where your bank takes out a payment. And
mm-hmm.
takes it to your savings. And you can set that up bi-weekly also. So you don't even
You know,
you can do that with your bank. So if you want them to take out $40 every week or whatever, you can do that with your bank. And there it is. It's done, saved.
Mm-hmm.
But hell, them damn fees in the savings account is a mother.
Yeah, I'm pretty mad.
True.
Should we pay more for fees than it saves the money? I'm just saying. You got to think about it. All them fees add up. That's money we lose, and they getting paid to get the fees to us, and we lose more money than we are saving. I'm just saying.
You scared.
Uh-huh. My bad. Blue in the building. What's going on? People, what's happening? We talking about money. I understand this. Woo.
Yeah. There's another way to say now, if you are tech savvy and you want to save money on your phone, there's an app called Digit. Have y'all heard of Digit?
Mm-hmm.
There's an app called Digit. And Digit will help you to save money by drawing it out of your account. We may have to talk about it next time, go in more detail. But there are a lot of different apps that you can save money on your phone. I'll get in more detail about Digit. But it's a good one. There is also an app out. It's another one that you can save money on your phone. Again, I have Digit. Digit is pretty good. What it does is it basically looks into your account. And you have to, I don't know now if it's all banks, but it was just like a certain few. And Wells Fargo, that was who, you know. I'm just not telling all my business. But y'all going to try to steal my money.
Well, shoot, they still need about the money being invested.
If you try to steal a land from the Indians, you will steal my $2 out of my account, bro. But,
I got 15 cents in my account. You can have it. I'm just saying.
No. No. But with Digit, it coincides with your account. And before it starts saving for you, it will look at your spending habits. And when it looks at your spending habits, it will then take money out of your account based on how much you spend. So, say, for instance, you spend, not including bills, but you spend $20 a day just for maybe gas or maybe lunch. So, I say $40 a week. Right? And that's for gas and lunch, go back to work every day. So it'll look at that money that you spend based on the amount you have in your phone. In your account. And it will say, I got feedback from you, Blue. It will help you to, it will draw the money out. It won't be a lot. It just depends.
Depending on how much you're spending.
So if you're spending a lot of money.
Like if you're spending $5 away, it may take $3 out.
May take 87 cents. Or it may take $1.87. It may take. Let me see if you're back, Blue. Because you're having some interference there. But that's basically what it does. It just looks at your account, and it will save for you based on your spending habits. There are ways to work Digit. Like, if you don't want them to draw from you that particular day or week, you can pause it. It'll give you a set of commands that you can use. You can go back in and retrieve, look at your recent transactions. And you do this all on your cell phone. There have been some people that said that Digit made them overdraft. But I have an overdraft with Digit because you can set it to how much you want it to draw out and how much you don't. So say you want them to draw $50. Okay, it'll draw $50. And that's it. You can stop it at that. It can draw more than $50. You can stop it at that. It just depends on what you want, what you're able to do.
Now, let's just say you want to draw, let's say, $50 a month. Will it also take out money based on your spending habits?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, okay.
That's what it does. It will do that, what you said.
Okay.
So if you're not really spending, it won't take anything. But you can make it. You can increase it. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to say is, you can tell it to take out $50 and that's it. Or you can tell it to take out $50 or more. But you can increase how much it takes and how much it doesn't take. And you can stop it. Just you command it. So if you don't have enough in your account, for it to draw out the money, because it'll tell you, you know, you've saved X amount, you saved $5.50 today,
mm-hmm.
or this week. It'll tell you that, okay? So if it's told you that, when you go back and look at your account, you will see that it'll take that out. But if you pause it, say you look at your account and you don't have enough in there for it to take out its usual savings, then you can tell Digit pause. You type in pause on your cell phone. It'll ask you, for how many days would you like for me to pause? You can say 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
Say you got some stuff that needs a clear.
Mm-hmm.
You can pause it for 8 days. Now, it'll say, okay, I'll pause savings for you for 8 days. Then it'll say, well, is there a reason that you're pausing? The more information you give me, the better I can save for you. So you can tell it whatever you want to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you saved your money. It's in your Digit account. You can retrieve that money for free. There is no charge for you to call, you know, type in transaction or get money from Digit and then put it back into your personal account. There is no fee for that because it is your money. There is no fee. But now, it may take up to 2 to 3 business days or 2 to 3 days for you to get the money. So it's not like, oh, you're going to get it right away.
Right.
It takes some time for you. It takes like 3 days for you to get. So if you need it right now, then
good luck.
No. But maybe you can get, you know, do what you got to do and then put it back in and it will cover you or whatever the case may be. But that's how Digit works. You look perplexed.
Now, I'm just wondering, let's say you, something comes out to your account, about to overdraft it, but just, well, let's just say you take out, it takes out $50, Digit takes out
$50.
Mm-hmm. But now you go and you spend $50, and you're like, oh, I got to transfer some money, there's none in my savings account. And you transfer from your Digit to your savings account, will you still get overdraft it?
Which one is it saving from? Your checking or your savings?
Your checking.
So you don't have enough money to cover what you pull from your savings. You pull the money from your savings to cover your checking.
If there's no money in your savings, okay, you just brought some for $50, but you just transfer, let's just say 2 weeks late, 4 days later, 40 before that, you transfer $50 to your Digit account, okay? But then you forgot, oh, I forgot that I just brought some for $50.
So you want to get the $50 that Digit took out to put back into your account to make sure you don't overdraft.
Right. I wonder if the bank would say, well, it got transferred on this date and time.
No, you're still going to get overdraft.
Oh, well, damn.
Because Digit has no control over that. The overdraft comes from the fact that you didn't have enough money to cover what you spend in your account. So whatever your fees, transactions, or whatever goes on in your checking account
uh-huh.
or your savings account, that's what happens. So if you get hit with a fee from your bank because you overdraft, Digit is not going to come back and cover that.
No, I'm talking about if you transfer them. Let's just say that same day.
But you don't transfer. Digit transfer.
Well, Digit transfer the money.
$50.
$50 back into your checking account. It happens all the same day.
The only reason Digit will transfer $50 into your checking account
mm-hmm.
is because you told it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So if it didn't come in time enough to cover what you spent, then yeah, you're going to get a fee.
Ah.
What did, huh?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's kind of like, I know with some banks, if you don't have enough money in there and you transfer money over, let's say, from like me, I got two different banks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can make a deposit into one different bank, into another different bank.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they see that, hey, this money got, it may take up to 2 to 3 days for the money to get actually sent into the bank will actually look and say, okay, this transaction actually went through. We're just waiting to receive the money.
It's pending.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it may take 2 or 3 days, but the bank will say, well, we're going to give you an overdraft fee, but if you call them and say, hey, you know, I made a transfer for this date and time, but it's going to take 3 days to get here, and they look at it and say, oh, yes, it's pending. I wonder if they're going to give you that money back, take off that overdraft fee.
Again, that's with your bank. That's not with Digit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, with your bank.
But you're saying, do you think what Digit do make you go into an overdraft?
Well, not just Digit, but the bank that you're banking with, because if it's pending, they should see that it's pending.
Again, but that's not the question you asked.
Oh, well, that's what I meant.
That, again, is with your bank. That doesn't have anything to do with Digit.
Because
if you transferred your money from Digit and it tells you it's going to take 3 days for that transfer to go through, and it's sitting there and it's been the 3 days since you asked for your $50 to be transferred, but you went ahead and spent another $50 that you didn't have, well, then that issue is with your bank.
Mm-hmm.
And not Digit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at it as a transfer from another bank to my bank. Because if I call, like I said, if I call
but
up my
that's
bank.
That's not what Digit does.
But Digit is another banking. It has to be some bank.
Institution.
Right. It has to be some bank.
But that's not what it does, though. It's not going to prevent you from getting overdraft fees.
No, I'm not saying prevent me from getting overdraft fees. Would your bank?
You making this so complicated?
No, it's not. This is the stuff that people don't think about when they're doing this. That's why don't people overdraft their account.
But if you have a pending transaction in your account of some money that's coming, or if it says that it's pending, that means the money is there.
Mm-hmm.
It just not has yet hit your account.
Exactly.
So if that's the case and it's there, then you shouldn't overdraft. You should be fine. If you have $50 coming in and you've already spent $50 and it's pending, the $50 is there. It just not has hit to your account.
Mm-hmm.
So when it hits to your account, after however whatever time that your bank rolls over, then it's going to tell you the $50 that you spent is spent. The $50 that you deposited has been deposited. And now it's going to cross each other out.
But most banks are not going to do that. Most banks, if it's pending, that means the money's not, the money hasn't hit your account yet. So the money's not in your account, and you spend money, that's not in there, what you thought you was going to have in there when you transfer the money over, but it's not going to be in your bank, technically, until up to 3 days, then the bank's going to hit you with your overdraft fee.
Not necessarily. Let me put it this way. Well, Fargo does.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll have... Like I said, my paycheck comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It's pending.
Mm-hmm.
This happened to me a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was pending. I needed gas. I used it. I got gas to go to my client.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was there.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened was from Monday, because it happened Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the weekend. Now, my pending transactions stacked up in my account. So then Monday, Tuesday, when everything came through, because that's how my bank does.
Mm-hmm.
So by Monday and Tuesday, whatever I had spent, it hit my account.
Mm-hmm.
So the pending, whatever was pending, hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the transactions hit. So whatever was left whatever was left was what I had left.
Okay.
And then I was covered.
I just wanted to make sure. Because I'm like, well, damn, you got to wait